is the Associate Director of the Ross 128E Exoplanetary Colonial Mission, Dr. Elliot McRae. If you're listening to this recorded archive, you must know that we have departed from the Expeditionary Surface Control Terminal. In the darkness of space, strange things happen. We received an incoming fast radio burst through the automated space frequency scanning system. A communications team led by Dr. Milos Laban soon discovered that the fast radio bursts were set apart at regular intervals and that the intercepted signals began to formulate a definite pattern, which in turn presented a mathematical formula. In effect, a cryptographic code that, when correlated with sonic equivalents, formed an intelligible, audible broadcast message. Vocalized utterances that, incredibly, appear to have been transmitted by a non-human, sentient life form. The acoustic rendering of the alien transmission proceeds as follows.
We offer revelations of our space-time transmigrations of molecular constructs and the conduction of masses from one point of astrophysical stasis to another over approximate maximum distances of 15 light-years per second. More than this is offered in our choices of exchanging possible knowledge clusters with the interested receivers of this message and in the returning message of acknowledgements, agreements, and the resulting actions of the bearer of this information.
In the meantime, the advanced electronics team are able to detect and confirm the origins of the transmission as the exoplanetary companion of the red dwarf Gliese 625, known as Gliese 625b, in the constellation of Draco, that lay approximately 3.07 parsecs away from our current position. Upmost in our minds was that the colonial mission itself was born out of a necessity in response to the destructive influence of human beings on planet Earth and their unique capacity for catastrophic self-harm.
Was this realization above all that determined the outcome of the choice we have made?
Humanity could not be trusted to properly manage this new and powerful knowledge ostensibly being presented to us. At the same time, we ourselves are only human. Our curiosity had been aroused and our passions riven with thirst for knowledge that must be sated. We came to the decision that we ourselves, and we alone, must sever all communications with planet Earth. We would undertake the journey to Gliese 625b. We would acquire the new knowledge, and we would deny it to the human species as a whole. We maintain the tentative hope that one day, when we have absorbed and comprehended the intellectual concussions of what we will learn, we may return to the hub of our species with an aim to sharing the facts and insights such as we have acquired them.
Until that time, as we project ourselves into the precincts of outer space
and avail ourselves of the prospect of its dismal wonders, we take to the skies with our deepest forebodings, with excitement aplenty.